Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Someone gazing out at the ocean from the coast of Maine might see deep navy to midnight blue water. Very different hues than someone squinting at the bright turquoise sea from a sunny beach on a Greek island. So why is the ocean blue, and why does it come in so many different shades? For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with NASA oceanographer Jean Carl Feldman, who pointed out that, first of all, quote, "The water of the ocean is not blue, it's clear. The color of the ocean's surface, for the most part, is based on depth, what's in it, and what's below it." That's right, all water is clear by its nature. But here's why it looks different in a glass versus from a beach. A glass of water appears clear because light passes through it with little to no obstruction. But if a body of water is deep enough that light isn't reflected off the bottom, it appears blue. Basic physics explains why. Visible light is made up of a spectrum of different wavelengths. The longer wavelengths appear to our eyes as shades of red and orange, while the shorter ones appear as blues and violets. When light strikes the ocean, it interacts with water molecules and can be either absorbed or scattered. If nothing is in the water except water molecules, the longer red portions of the spectrum are absorbed by the water. The shorter, zippier blue wavelengths are more likely to hit something, including water, and scatter, meaning they make it back to our eyes, meaning the ocean appears blue. Violet wavelengths are even shorter and zippier, but there are fewer of them in sunlight, and our eyes perceive the blue ones better. At long distances, like near the horizon, another factor that we've actually talked about in a different episode comes into play. Mountains appear blue in the distance, no matter what color they are up close, because the air itself is made up of molecules that scatter those zippy blue wavelengths of light. So, the ocean far out in the distance may look bluer than the water near a beach. The depth of the water and what the ocean floor is made of also influence this. Feldman explained, "In Greece, the water is this beautiful turquoise color because the bottom is either white sand or white rocks." What's happening here is that the light hits the shallow sea floor and then bounces back up, projecting the beautiful blue-green color you see in the water. It's particularly bright because some of those beaches have very little stuff in the water. But the ocean is often teeming with tiny plant and animal life, or filled with suspended sediment or contaminants. Oceanographers monitor the ocean's color as doctors read the vital signs of their patients. The color seen on the ocean's surface reflects what's going on in its vast depths, pun intended. Feldman, who is based at the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, studies images taken by the sea-viewing Wide Field of View Sensor satellite, which launched back in 1997. From its orbit, more than 400 miles or 650 kilometers above Earth, the satellite captures Van Gogh-like swirls of the ocean's colors. The patterns are not only mesmerizing, but they also show where sediment and runoff may make the water appear a muddy brown color, or where microscopic plants called phytoplankton collect in nutrient-rich waters, tinting it green. Phytoplankton use chlorophyll, which is a green pigment, to capture energy from the sun to convert water and carbon dioxide into food to fuel themselves. Through this process, called photosynthesis, phytoplankton generate about half of the oxygen we breathe. While most phytoplankton give ocean water a green tint, some lend it a yellow, reddish, or brown tint. Oceans with high concentrations of phytoplankton can appear blue-green to green, depending on the density. Greenish water may not sound appealing, but as Feldman says, if it weren't for phytoplankton, we wouldn't be here. Phytoplankton serve as the base of the ocean's food web because they're the primary source of food for zooplankton, which are tiny animals that are eaten by fish. The fish are then eaten by bigger animals like whales and sharks. But when oceans become polluted with runoff, the amount of phytoplankton can escalate to unhealthy levels. Phytoplankton feed on the pollutants, flourish, and then die in huge numbers, sinking to the bottom and decomposing in a process that depletes oxygen from the water, which means larger animals can't survive there. On a map on Feldman's office wall is a marker showing a spot where there is little human interference, and the ocean water is perhaps the clearest and cleanest on the planet. In this region, off the coast of Easter Island in the Southeast Pacific Ocean, the water is deep and remarkably clear due to its location in the middle of a giant oceanic gyre, a large circular current. Its central location means there's minimal mixing of ocean layers, and sediment isn't pushed up from the deep bottom. The purity of the water here, coupled with its depth, make the ocean here appear a deeper indigo than perhaps anywhere else. Feldman said, "The light just keeps going, down, down, down. There's nothing that bounces it back. Here is the deepest blue you'll ever see." That being said, of course, light doesn't just keep going down into the water forever. Eventually, the water absorbs all of it, and nothing is left to bounce back up to the surface and our eyes. Over half of all visible light is absorbed within the first 10 meters or 30 feet of water at the ocean's surface. At 100 meters or 300 feet, 99% of light will have been absorbed, even in very clear water. That's where you get that deep indigo off Easter Island. All of the longer, slower wavelengths have been absorbed, leaving only the darkest violet blue. However, at about twice that depth, light never penetrates, and everything that lives there lives in total darkness, unless they create their own light through bioluminescence. But that's a different episode. Today's episode is based on the article, "Why is the Ocean Different Colors in Different Places?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Amanda Onion. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.